Chapter 35, Mayday. The body's immune system employs a miraculous design to make efficient use of its chief defender. White blood cells do not just float around the body randomly, but can in fact be signaled to go where help is needed. In a complex system that still holds many mysteries, this particular aspect may offer more to unravel than anything. Through a complex communication network of proteins, the immune system can ask for help when and where help is needed. One might expect your body to respond to injury in this way. If you receive a cut on your leg, it'd probably not be enough for whatever white blood cells happen to float by to serve as a defense against infection. So your body actively signals for help to that particular area in order that white blood cells are able to rally together and answer the call. This marvelous system works so that your circulatory systems function efficiently and your body's defenders are able to mount an attack wherever inflammation occurs. But the body is smarter than that and can proactively signal for help where it predicts help might be needed. A 2009 study revealed a fascinating aspect of this type of communication. Researchers blocked the bile ducts of rats, creating inflammation near the liver. As might be expected, white blood cells rushed to the scene, eager to help. But the scientists weren't really looking at the liver. They were looking at the brain itself. As their organs became inflamed, the rats' brains began to ask for assistance from the immune system, a distinct call for help, not at the site of injury, but in the brain far away. Why this signaling mechanism exists is unknown, but the study offered a fascinating glimpse into the complexities of the immunological communication system. Apparently, if the body detects harm, not only does that particular location begin to ask for aid, but also the brain as well. A more complex explanation is certainly possible, but the obvious interpretation is that the body is preparing for the worst-case scenario. If a component of the body is being harmed, it stands to reason other injuries might occur, and injuries to the brain are more likely to be catastrophic. As a precaution, perhaps the body's immune system mounts a preemptive defense where it might be most needed. This same mechanism applies to infections. Just as the inflammation of injury creates a cry for help from the brain, so too will the invasion of microbes. A 2003 study revealed how specific areas of the brain became immune activated after the purposeful introduction of colitis into the intestines. Another study in 2009 observed specific neuronal changes in the brainstem that coincided with chronic intestinal inflammation. The reasons for this mechanism are not clearly understood, but it isn't hard to imagine the brain has been designed in such a way as to anticipate potential problems whenever an infection occurs, an abundance of caution, some might say. As these two signaling mechanisms become more clearly understood, it starts to become obvious why a minimal amount of injected aluminum hydroxide is needed to cause neurological injury. Besides the problem of the potency of the toxin, it apparently does not dilute freely throughout the body as was initially thought, but is in fact picked up by macrophages, white blood cells, which act as Trojan horses as they are summoned not only to areas of inflammation, but to the brain itself. With the administration of any pediatric vaccine, both causes of immune signaling to the brain are triggered: tissue injury from injection and pathogen invasion from the components of the shot itself. When aluminum was added to this mix in 1932, children's white blood cells, formerly helpful components of their immune system, became unwitting assailants, oblivious to the aluminum payload they could deliver directly into the brain. This sequence may appear to be capable of creating the perfect storm of neurological injury, a tiny neurotoxic container express delivered to the very area of the body where it's most likely to cause catastrophic damage. In fact, there is another component to this equation that is needed, an element more terrible than any parent can imagine: fear. Fear.